Hello and welcome to the Entertainment Earth Podcast. March is almost over. It is March 30th, 2012, and I'm your host, Adam Paulus. This week we got some movie news that will not surprise you and some other goodies. Last weekend at the box office, The Hunger Games was number one with $152.5 million. It was followed by 21 Jump Street with $20.5 million, The Lorax, $13.2 million, John Carter, $5.1 million, and Act of Valor with $2 million. This week at the box office, you can see Wrath of the Titans, Mirror Mirror, Bully, Goon, and other limited releases. Titans may be number one, but I'd probably bank on The Hunger Games again. Maybe next week, too. Will Ferrell has announced in the news that an Anchorman sequel is in the works. He said so on Conan, so it must be true. So I would say it's time to buy your Whore Island t-shirts now, people. CBS put their foot down on a Star Trek New Voyages episode called He Walked Among Us, based on a 1960s script. It was going to be a fan film made and released online, but they said no. The Office's Meredith, Kate Flannery, has been cast in a show called Stand Up in Stilettos as host. So yeah, either everybody in The Office will have a second job next year, or it's going to die. What worries me is if NBC's going to kill off its Thursday night lineup, kind of like they did Saturday morning cartoons in the 1980s. TNBC, anyone? Ugh. Musician-comedian Reggie Watts scored his own soundtrack to Ridley Scott's Legend, which you can download on his Facebook page. If Jerry Goldsmith and Tangerine Dream weren't enough for you, here's another one. Reggie Watts is pretty cool, so you want to check it out. Jimmy Kimmel was selected to host this year's Emmys on ABC. Someone I have not previously heard of named Pitbull will be doing the theme to Men in Black 3 instead of Will Smith. The song is called Back in Time because it wants to confuse anyone who sees Back to the Future. On sale at Entertainment Earth. DC Comics. Go to the DC Comics theme on our website or go to sale.entertainmentearth.com to see which items qualify. Buy select in-stock DC Comics items and you can get a second item of your choosing for 30% off. Just take a look and see what we got. You can get DC Universe figures, pop vinyl from Funko, t-shirts, and more. Just see what we have in stock right now and save big because what else are you going to do? Sale ends Tuesday. In the toy news, Diamond Select Toys announced a new Universal Monsters Bust Bank line. They look gorgeous. There is a Creature from the Black Lagoon in Frankenstein kicking things off. They're due around October. Funko announced a lot of new stuff this week, including Sanrio pop vinyl figures, Hello Kitty, Tuxedo Sam the Penguin. They're all coming this summer. A Beatles Yellow Submarine box set was announced, featuring the Fab Four plus the Blue Meanie. Bobbleheads include the Entertainment Earth, hey, that's us, exclusive Sheldon Cooper from Big Bang Theory in a Batman t-shirt. The pre-sales are off the charts. If you want a Big Bang Theory Batman bobble head of Sheldon, be sure to pre-order it early because I don't know for sure what'll be in stock when the first shipment gets here. So if you don't want to wait till a future shipment, just go ahead and order it. That's my hint. It's very subtle. They also announced new blocks vinyl of Star Wars. Darth Vader, Boba Fett, and Stormtrooper are coming. I saw them at Toy Fair, and the interesting thing about them is not only are they gorgeous, but they're bobbleheads. So it's not just a proper flat figure. The head actually moves. And in some cases, it's actually quite charming. So take a look. And there's more. The Muppets pop vinyl are coming as well. Kermit, Miss Piggy, Gonzo, Fozzie, Dr. Teeth, Animal, Phenomena, and a Snouth. They're all coming in July, unless they don't. Entertainment Earth's anniversary is April 1st. Check our front page for an announcement about Venture Brothers on Sunday. Or a couple days ago. Whenever. Check our front page. The biggest, weirdest news of the week, I found anyway, is someone emailed me to let me know in Japan they're launching a new manga. It's not really news to say, hey, they're launching a new manga in Japan. It's like CBS has a new crime procedural coming out. But a magazine called, I believe it's Saikyo Jump, S-A-I-K-Y-O. I didn't take Japanese in high school, so forgive my ignorance in pronunciation. Their new comic is called Beast Saga, and damn if it doesn't look like a dead ringer for the 1980s Battle Beast, right down to a couple cameos of figures who look like they could be Rubberneck Giraffe and Deerstalker. The little guys have basically no pants. They have a big square logo on their chest that has some sort of power. There's a lion. There are fish people. I don't know what it's going to be. I don't know if there's going to be toys, but I really, really hope so, because this looks really exciting, because I was in the second grade when Battle Beast came out, and that's a very big deal to me. And that's it for this week. We got some other stuff coming up on our video game podcast, and of course, Toy of the Week. I hope you guys are all having an excellent week. I'm having a lot of fun hanging out in my basement, because that is what I do. So have a great weekend, everybody. Go see a movie. Just to let you know, I did see Hunger Games. The wife wanted to see it, and I was like, well, okay, I'll go see it. It was funny because it was full of, you know, the audience that you want to see a movie with like this, which is giggling girls who, when a character kisses somebody they're not supposed to, they go, and stuff like that. And to me, that's hilarious because I'm just sitting here cracking up. Because generally when you go see a movie, people don't react other than to laugh or be silent. And every now and again, you'll get a scream and a horror flick or something. But generally, you don't get that kind of emotional outburst. So if you see a bunch of 13-year-old girls there, you're in for an amusing treat because you have your very own Greek chorus letting you know what they changed from the book. Because clearly, there's significance to these characters, which I don't know because I didn't read it. Because books, I'm busy. I hate to say it, reading is important, kids, but, you know, when you're 30 and you've got a lot of items to add to your store, you don't have a lot of time to read. Well, you know, in the bathroom, but that's usually industry stuff, too. I need to stop this line of thinking. But I will recommend Hunger Games to you if you have somebody in your life who wants to see it and you're like, I don't know, go see it. The special effects cost about $15. It looks like a TV thing a little bit more than anything else. But that isn't to say it wasn't entertaining enough to go see, and I'm interested in seeing the sequels. It's amusing. I'm sure that's probably the attitude 40-year-olds had to Star Wars back in 1977, and that means that I'm old. But I can't deny that I was entertained. So check it out. Don't forget to check out our DC sale, sale.entertainmentearth.com. Follow me on Twitter, twitter.com/enterth. And if you are a big fan of Hunger Games and think that what I just spoke is just sacrilege, know that I am not saying this to insult you. I am entertained by the ways of your people, and I'm interested in what your people have to say in the future. I think this is an interesting franchise, and I'm curious to see it. You know, it's just that, you know, you got to remember, I like something even goofier, and that's Battle Beasts. So, yeah, we all have things that we love. Anyway, I hope you love the podcast, and if you do, tell a friend. See what I did there? Anyway, see you next time on the Entertainment Earth podcast.